Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to Vinyl Rhetoric. I'm so excited. I got a new guest host. Please, to introduce yourself.
Hello.
To the rhetoricians.
Sorry.
What's your name?
Heather.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Wow. You're so cheery. You're so...
The drugs.
Well, that's one thing you have in common with the blob.
Okay.
I don't know if he ever... Well, I know he was doing morphine at the end.
Oh, no. So that's not my... No.
I don't know what your kick is.
I don't really... Food.
Okay. You want some?
No. I know you can't eat after 5.
Yeah, what? So you're like a gremlin.
That's after midnight.
Whatever. So it's
I can eat after midnight.
It's 5 for you.
I can eat after 5.
Yeah, because you're like a gremlin.
Okay.
You're a new version of the gremlins.
Okay.
You're like a gremlin car.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, that's horrible.
We just got a big back end.
I'm going to go.
Okay. I like your...
Nice seeing you. Hey, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Vinyl Rhetoric. Bye.
Bye.
So you can reach us at... Do you know any of the places?
Oh, I knew this was going to get sprung on me. Let's see. On Facebook, at Vinyl Rhetoric.
That's one.
Oh, good. I got that one right. Okay. Twitter is Vinyl Rhetoric... Or vinyl at, underscore yeah, rhetoric. Or,
I don't know if you need the at, but yeah.
Okay.
At vinyl underscore rhetoric.
Okay. And then vinyl rhetoric at gmail.com.
Yeah, very good.
Yay.
You can reach us at plenty of tons now.
Yeah,
I've Podbean, heard. Podbean.
That's mine.
Acast, Podcast, yeah. Bcast.
I don't know any of the other ones.
I was just reading them.
I was
Amazon
upset.
Music, Spotify,
iTunes.
Spreaker.
iTunes I didn't like because it had like one. I couldn't figure out iTunes.
That's what I download from iTunes.
Do you?
Yes.
I couldn't figure it out. Sorry.
But that's the first thing I had was something. So all my stuff is done from iTunes.
Oh.
When I first found a podcast, what do I just do this? And somebody at work helped me. Said he was telling me about a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so well, can I do this on my phone? What does it look like? And he showed me the little purple button.
Hmm.
And then so I looked at my other phone. I mean, my iPod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which how many phones do you
have?
So
I have my private phone and my public phone.
Wow.
No, and my iPod that I listen to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, oh.
You don't have all your music on your phone?
No.
Okay.
No, because I don't really need a phone.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Everybody... So when I got an iPod, I might have just had a flip phone. I might have. But regardless,
okay.
I don't care. It never bothered me. And,
okay.
And yes, I could have it on my phone, but if I lose my phone, I still have all my music.
Mm-hmm.
But if I lose my iPod, I still have all my music as well because I have it.
On another location.
Yes. But no, so then I tried something, downloaded it, and came home, and then... Look for some other things, and then I was hooked. Download, and I stopped listening to music.
Oh.
Almost exclusively. I just listen to
just podcasts. Really?
All sorts of... I find something interesting, and then get tired of it and delete it. But I listen to a lot.
Oh, wow.
But
I can't focus on them sometimes. My brain starts jumping around.
You listen to Vinyl Rhetoric?
Mm-hmm.
Does your brain jump around?
Yes, sometimes.
Jump around. Jump around. Yeah, well, I've listened. I think I have one left of the Vinyl Rhetoric that's been released.
I'm on one, yeah.
On one? One left?
No, I have like two left.
Well,
I think I have two left.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, she cracked me up. I saw her. We had a meeting one night, and I told her, hey... I have a podcast. Do you remember the first words out of your mouth? Do you? I do.
Was it word I shouldn't be saying right now?
No, it wasn't
okay.
A bad word.
Oh.
No, no.
Oh, I'm surprised. Okay.
No, yeah, I wasn't.
Sweet.
Yeah, no, I loved your answer. Your okay. answer was the best answer ever. Hey, I have a podcast. And I think maybe you said, what's it about? And I said, music. And then you said some words.
And the F word came out.
No, you never said F word. You didn't.
Oh.
What is your fascination with the F word?
It's a habit.
Okay, well... Eating after 5 is a habit for me. No, you don't really don't remember what
I don't
you said?
Remember.
I do. I don't like country music. I never...
Yeah.
I was like, awesome. Well, that's because
it causes cancer.
I don't know what it causes, but I don't like it either.
It does. It causes cancer. My best friend's proof of that. I told her it caused cancer, and she got cancer. And I told her it was because of the music she listened to.
Okay, what happened to the blob? Oh, he smoked. Never mind. Wow. You're laughing at the dead.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I've done all my laughing at the dead.
I love the blob, and I only met him a couple times, and he was awesome.
He was a cool dude.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've told the panda. I've told the crafty DM. I've told Be Silly Discman. I was really nervous about doing, and I talked to people. I talked to you, and you said I'd love to.
And well, that was early.
I know. It was. When I waited. It felt awkward, and I didn't know if I could really do the show again. And then once I started doing it, oh, I'm so happy I did.
Good.
Yeah, and I know that's what he wanted.
I was saying he's probably smiling.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So it made me happy. So, do you have what do you want to talk about? Do you have anything that you're interested in?
Music, non-country music.
That's cool. Yeah, I like music.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. Brand new turntable that I got.
Okay, so I've been hearing that you were having problems with it. Yeah. And you just gave up the ghost and you went ahead and you got another one.
Yes.
I need help picking one out because mine is a belt drive.
That's a belt drive.
And I've been cleaning it and doing everything I can and it just keeps freezing up. So I'm stuck. I got to get a new one. It's like 30, 40 years
that's
old.
That's mine was like okay. The same way.
So it was a hand-me-down from my dad. Oh. And that's where I get my love of vinyl from is my dad. Oh. Was a kid, he had his turntable and everything set up like over here in the corner, uh-huh. Right next to the couch. And there are actually pictures of me lying on the couch with the big headphones on. And I'm like 4 or 5.
That's totally cool.
So they're like this. And I'm asleep listening to music plugged into his stereo.
That's totally cool.
I used to go through his albums all the time. He taught me how to clean them and take care of them. And awesome. Then I started trying to do stuff backwards. And he's like, "Don't you're going to screw up my record. Stop doing that."
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah.
Kind of. I had Billy Joel at one point.
You Piano tried to Man. Play it backwards?
No, I was scratching with it.
Oh. I was always terrified to do that. I thought he'd kill me.
Yeah, well, it was my own stuff. That was my own stuff. Okay. I was living on my own, and I think I had two turntables by that time. And, and I said, I don't know what'll happen. I'm just going to see what... And I said,
see if I'm any good at it.
This was stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I could probably done it if I would have practiced or I've had a turntable made for scratching.
Yeah. But, have you seen those? They've got the machines now. Yes,
I've seen them.
I don't get it. I've never tried it. I've never...
I understand it, but I've never tried it.
But that's a talent, too.
Yeah, it is
that's
a talent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where you can get everything to kind of mix together perfectly.
The Blob's son did that.
Really?
He mixed music. Oh, yeah, and he was a DJ. And he at one point, he went to Burning Man.
Nice.
Yeah, I just think, oh, that's totally
that
awesome.
That sounds like
and
fun.
He was telling me all about it. I'm like, sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. So I showed the panda that last night.
Yeah.
She said that's the same one she has.
Oh, then I need to get the information.
She said it's black. Hers is black.
Okay.
I just was looking. I did a lot of research online. Oh, and I was just looking for what I thought was the best value for the price and performance. And I was...
And the reviews.
I was going through... I told Discman, it was like 6 hours of me going through over 2 days where I was like, oh, clicking on this and going back and comparing this. And then at one point I almost had bought a different one, and I think it might have been the same company, but it might have been an older model.
Okay.
But I finally saw this. I'm getting that one. And
does this have all sorts of different jack options and everything in it?
No.
Really?
No. It's okay, when you say jacks, what do you mean?
I mean, how do you plug it in?
To plug what in? Plug it into the electricity?
How do you plug it into a receiver or anything?
There's a right and a left input on the back that goes into your phono, right and a left input.
Oh.
And it got some super sweet cables.
It doesn't have like a USB port or
no,
anything?
No, no USB. Okay. No, you can get that if you want. I didn't want a USB port.
Why not?
because I already have a thing that I can plug into my computer to play any albums.
Okay.
I already have an interface for that. It was like $20 or something. Oh, yeah, nice. that was nothing.
Okay.
But
can I ask you what you spent?
Yeah, $360.
Okay.
Something like that. I think it was a right around. Might have been $380 with tax.
Can you play the different sized albums as well?
What do you mean different size? 45s?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got the different speeds. Sorry,
yes.
Speeds.
Yes. The only thing is I have to take the platter off and just move the band.
Okay.
Because there's a pulley, and it around the lower pulley, it's 33. Around the higher pulley, it's 45.
Okay.
And I can actually get another pulley where I could play 78s.
And those are the ones with the big circle in the middle? What are those
that's
ones?
The 45.
That's the 45.
Yeah, 78s are like a hard... If you picked it up, it feels like a lead weight. They're super thick, and they just play at a faster speed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all set to get one. And then I was reading, because I wasn't sure. I've never had a 78, but I got a whole bunch of 78 albums down here.
Okay.
And I'm all excited going, oh, I can replace the pulley and play 78s and 33s. Huh. It says you don't want to use the needle you have for 78 because they were made differently.
And a different groove?
Groove. One is the 78 is more like a trench around the whole thing.
Oh.
And it's the 33s, it's jagged. And anyways, you don't want to use that. So I looked to see how much a needle was to play 78s. I had 400 pounds, because I only found it
in England.
Yeah, or some European site. And I'm like, 400 pounds, I think I'll...
What's the conversion? I don't know.
Well, it's over $1, I think, per pound.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I'm not going to pay $400 for a needle.
Wow.
For albums that I probably... I mean, I know one guy that I have in there. Liberace.
Nice.
I have some Liberace albums.
But he's more of a visual.
I know.
He was fun to watch.
So I bet most people don't even know who that is, or they see his name and they see Libres.
Oh, no. Did you see the movie that Michael Douglas did with Matt Damon?
No.
That was fun.
I still haven't seen the Elton John movie.
You know what? I started watching it and I loved it, and something happened and I haven't finished it. But I loved it.
Yeah, it looked like it was good. It looked really good.
And you can't help but sing along.
Yeah, well, I like Elton John a lot. Mm-hmm. I played my first show with Discman / JP / Be Silly.
Mm-hmm. I heard that one.
I know. That was, well, I only know one guy that plays piano.
Billy
Elton
Joel.
John. No, he said Elton John.
Oh, that's right. He did say Elton John.
I was shocked.
Because he's like, I only know one guy who plays piano. And I'm like, I know a lot of people who play
piano.
Wait a minute.
I know. I was laughing because when I listened
to Stevie Wonder and
that was
started
hilarious.
Kicking everybody.
That was hilarious. Yeah, well, he's a blind man. No clue. Okay. Well, Ray Charles.
The first thing I went to was Jeff Healey.
Oh, nice.
I was
good
like,
one.
Jeff Healey. Wait,
yeah,
he's blind? Come on, you know who Jeff Healey
yeah,
is.
He probably doesn't. I do.
Really?
Yeah, he probably doesn't.
Oh.
But I would give him this hint. Have you ever seen the movie
Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Yep.
Which I happen to like that movie.
That's such a good movie.
I love when Patrick Swayze rips the guy's throat out.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
That whole movie is...
That movie, I liked it.
Just that he stays so calm.
Yeah,
it's my spouse's favorite movie. He was a bouncer, so...
I like Patrick Swayze. I always liked him. I think the first movie that I know that I like this guy was... Wolverine.
Oh, from Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Yes. That was so sad.
I love that movie too. That movie's one of my family.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about one of my sisters being the mayor's son. So I don't know yes. We think she's the one that would go to the city and say, oh, they're all over here. So
I'll take the tracker with me.
Yeah, well, we're not even going
to stick it up my bum.
She won't even be coming with us.
Oh.
She'll be
because you
bye.
Know that she.
Oh,
be
we
the
already
one
know
that...
how she is.
Wow.
We all say it. We do. Sometimes when we're joking, we get to hey, the mayor's son, and we all oh yeah, So
wow.
Yeah, in fact, one Christmas she gave us. I don't know. We still didn't know what happened. It was probably about 5 years ago. She brought emergency supply kits and gave them to it all for Christmas. And we were, she really wants on the property. We're not, I don't know. We don't know what it was. She'd never done anything like that. And it was probably the most thoughtful thing she'd ever done in her life.
Oh, does she have mental problems? No. I mean, legitimately.
Oh,
does she?
Brother-in-law, Mike. I think you need to have my sister listen to that.
Sorry. I didn't mean it as offensive. No. I have mental problems. It's okay.
Oh, no, no. Any of my brothers and sisters that hear this will laugh their asses off. Okay. Because when you does she have mental problems? In a nutshell, yes.
Okay.
We don't know what she's crazy.
Okay.
She doesn't know it. Don't get me started.
Okay, sorry. We'll change the subject.
So the blob knows my whole family.
Right.
So when I talk to him about, is that the woodworker? Is that married to the youngest? He knew.
Well, I'm learning these too.
So my oldest sister, which is number two in the line, and I'm number, I got to tell you this real quick.
Okay.
So my dad died and we.
Sorry.
He died a while ago.
Sorry, a long time ago.
He died a year and a half ago.
Still, I'm sorry.
He died 14 months ago.
Just say thank you.
He died 15 months ago.
I'm sorry.
15 months ago. 16 months ago.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
You're okay, there it is. Okay, go ahead.
So everyone was talking, and got up and, well, not everybody, but people got up and said things. And so I got up and said some, and I think my brother said, I'm number three. I got up and I said, nobody got it. And I thought it was great material. I go, I'm number one, but some people think I'm number two. And I think they just thought, number two kid. Mm-hmm. I was saying number two. Mm-hmm. And I was referring to one sister in particular. And it was only meant.
Did she shake her head or cross her arms?
No, I didn't look at her.
Okay.
I didn't look at her.
All right.
No, she, when she got up and talked.
Say what number she was?
No, but she might have, but she all she talked about was herself.
Oh.
The blob was there, and he sent me a text later, and he said
during the thing.
he said that was a nice service. It's funny how your sister got up and talked about herself.
Oh,
and
I
made everyone quiet in the house, and I read that, and she had left by that time.
And everybody and got it.
Oh, everyone laughed.
Wow.
Because they all we were like, what just happened?
So, you, what I see, my own personal perspective of you is you're happy, you enjoy what you do. You enjoy, if you're doing anything, you're enjoying it. And from what I've heard you talking during the show and stuff is your brothers and sisters seem to be pretty much along that line. Is that the way your parents were?
I don't know. I'd say no, sort of. I don't know. My dad was different, I think, because he was raised as, he was an only child, and there were issues that I found out later in life that after he was born, the mom would have, his mom, my grandmother, couldn't have children, or else she did, she'd probably die.
Oh.
So they didn't have sex anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess to prevent that, my dad shared a room with his dad. Yeah.
What?
My dad shared a bedroom with his dad. So I think that there were issues there, and he wasn't allowed to do anything, I don't think.
Oh.
Where my parents let me, I could run around like a hellion, and they were cool with that.
Wow.
But my mom's super nice. She pretty much, we could, with her, they always were doing this stuff for us, doing Halloween. My mom would make all our costumes.
Oh, nice.
For everyone.
Wow.
So, I mean, I told Panda the other night, because we got on marsupial talk. One year I went as a kangaroo. Do you know why I went as a kangaroo?
No.
Because I had a pouch so they could put the candy in my pouch.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I know, I was probably like 10 or 12.
Very cool.
I mean, but whatever we wanted to be, I want to be a court jester. My mom made me a court jester costume. I want to be half man, half woman. I was half mad. I just came up with things that I thought would be cool, and my mom made them all work. And it was just not me. Everybody else would come up with what they wanted to be, and she'd make them all work. She'd make everybody's.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So.
That's like an awesome family.
Yeah, I think that I don't know. They seem like they were happy.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, like now. I mean, are they? They all pretty much like you, or
There's. We've talked. My brothers and sisters have talked. There's like the four. There's the four that kind of are that well off, or and I don't know, well off. I mean, just
successful.
Not even successful. Oh. They don't have. The people that I would lend money to are the ones that don't need money.
Okay.
So one of my brothers, doesn't seem very responsible. My sister, she's a wreck. Mm. One sister, she tries really hard, but she struggles with things. And then, there's another sister that sometimes she's good and I don't know. Well, everybody has their issues. But if you asked anyone in my family, who the black sheep is, everyone would say the same sister.
Okay.
Yeah. Aww. So they, two, 3 weeks ago, my wife and my two of my brother-in-laws, two of my sisters, some nephews were all going to one of my daughters were all going to my sister's house to clean because she had some legal problems and the cops broke in and took her away. And,
oh my gosh.
I don't know the, I don't know the particulars.
Wow.
But she's, I'm a wreck. I don't know what to do. I'm blah, blah. And so I guess she reached out to my brother, which shocked the hell out of me when I got a text from him. And there was a group text and there was only certain people included.
Mm.
But there's three of us that think we're the hated ones in the family. I think the three of us are not invited to her funeral when she dies.
Oh my gosh. But it's probably because you're more fun and and maybe she's jealous of
you. Yeah, I don't know. I'm totally not sure. But she was on the group text, and then there was a whole bunch of, she was saying things and she didn't say anything bad, but this is horrible. Thanks for helping. And then the people showed up and she was horrible to them.
Oh.
And my wife, who's like super, super nice.
Yes, I know.
She was totally mean to her. And I'm like, you can't go back. She told me not to. She goes, I don't bother coming. So I didn't come on Sunday. And I
would have shown up just to antagonize the situation.
Oh, I didn't want to drive to Davis.
I would have. If she had police coming, I would have dropped blood everywhere. Oh. And I would. Well, I'm sorry.
I have done things like that,
mm-hmm.
with her, and
I can see why
it does. Yeah,
you don't. It doesn't pay to be mean to people.
She's like saying, "You guys threw all my stuff away. We were cleaning your house, but there's time." I got a text. She was sitting in the yard, just playing with a bike bell while everyone was working. She was disappearing. I don't know, all sorts of weird stuff. Anyway,
wow.
So Sunday morning, I didn't go, and mm-hmm. I was home, and I stayed up late playing D&D,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to sleep in. Texts start going off, and I'm like, and it's her, and she's just writing awful texts. I mean, awful.
Mean.
Mean. About her husband. They were horrible.
Wow.
So horrible? Yeah. I blocked her. Yes. Only person I have blocked in my contacts that I have.
Wow.
And
I'm sorry.
No big deal. It's great for me because we had two text chains, one with her on it and one without her on it.
I kind of
gathered
that.
And the one without her on it, there's two brother-in-laws and my brother, and we all, sometimes it's just us four on a chain because we say mean, horrible, funny things. I mean, and they are so funny, but we can't really say it. It's like, oh, when my dad was in the hospital, my sisters wanted us like this, but he's going to be patient one zombie. And so, yeah, we're all laughing. We think it's hilarious.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Which, I mean, because he's going to die and there's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
But we make too light of it. And they're like, oh, you guys are horrible. But about a week later, I guess she would text on the main chain. Well, she's blocked by me, so I never see anything. And then I would get messages on the other one, and I'm like
you, it's like they're feeding you information because they know you can't get
but
it.
But it's not to me. It's them talking to each other,
okay.
To everyone that's on that chain.
Wow.
Because have you seen Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know when that fish face dude goes, it's a trap.
Yeah, Admiral Akbar.
Yes, Admiral Akbar. Yes, mm-hmm. So you know it. That's good.
Yes.
Okay.
Use it all the time. I talk about marriage. Don't get married.
That is a plus.
It's a trap.
That is a plus in her side. I like that.
Okay.
She knows Star Wars.
Okay, okay. I might come back.
You'll be back.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, you'll be back. So he typed, don't fall for it. It's a trap. And then he had a picture of Admiral Akbar, and I'm like, I'm looking at it going, I don't know what that is. Whatever. I just got it. I got it before I was going to work. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. And then later on, somebody said something. So then there was stuff going on. And one of my brother-in-laws, the one that said that, goes, I blocked her. And I go, welcome to my world.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy the silence. And wow. And then my sister liked it. And then, I don't know, 10 minutes later, she goes, I blocked her too. And I go, welcome. You guys wow. are welcome. Yeah.
Pretty soon she's going to be sending messages and nobody's going
to
get them.
One of my brother-in-laws has a Facebook account.
Uh-huh.
He has another one just to be friends with her. Because he doesn't want his real account tied with her at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
does she see a doctor or anything?
I don't know. I don't know. We don't know. I don't even care anymore. Oh. She said things that I've said horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
This made me look like a rank amateur.
Oh.
Yeah. It was the things about her husband who's disabled.
Oh.
Yes. It was. I've told this story, but my friend, Rozo, he listens to the show.
Okay.
And I talked to him, and he knows my family. I've known him since high school.
Okay.
And he knows all of them. He's her grade. They're the same grade. And they at their class reunion, he was saying, oh, they put out a statement, hey, we don't want any political talk. It's just a get together.
Good.
And it was meant for one person.
For her.
Yes. And then he said they went to some place and she's trying to talk, and everybody just like, they didn't want, I guess everyone's just shun her, which amused me. But he's heard me talk. And I said, yeah, well, she'll come to a party or a family function. And he uses a walker.
Her husband.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She'll park because there's cars from all the family. She'll park, you know, 3, 4, 5 houses down and then come in, and 10, 15 minutes later, he shows up.
She doesn't like drop him off up in front and then drive. And...
So I said that. I think he thought I was joking because there's things he knows I've embellished because I think they're funny. And we 2 years ago at the Super Bowl, he's there and we're sitting by each other and she showed up. I'm like, oh, I didn't expect this one. And he makes a joke. Ah, her husband's probably going to come in 15 minutes later. And I didn't say a word. We're just watching. Because I don't know if he's with her or not. But about 15, 20 minutes later, he comes rambling, whatever he does.
Hobbling.
Not even hobbling.
Walkering.
Yes, walkering in. Yes. And Rosso's all, what? I can't. I've said many things that you know I've exaggerated. Everything I've said about her is all, it's all fact. I'm not exaggerating anything. I'm just going by what she said or done.
Wow.
And he was livid. And he's a pretty mellow dude. He's pretty go lucky. And he was not happy.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know what to do. But yeah. I just deal with it.
How does the spouse, does he ever say anything?
Yeah, okay.
Is he very passive?
Yes and no. Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay, does he listen to the show? Oh,
no, he doesn't listen.
Okay, so I'm not going to get like death threats or anything from anybody.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is where I'm a horrible person.
Oh. So, oh, good. It's not just me.
So,
Ray.
So this is for any family members that are listening. This is her spouse giving a death threat.
I'm terrified now. Wow.
He can barely talk.
Okay.
And so he's been communicating, I guess, when they were there. He was either texting it or writing it on a notepad.
I'm sorry. Now I feel bad.
I don't. Because I like him. I like him.
Good.
I do like him. I'll talk to him.
How does he tolerate her?
Unclear.
Okay.
Don't know.
Maybe he's got a completely different perspective of her.
Or maybe he's terrified of her.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he's afraid that she's just one day just going to take everything away from him and say, I'm going to surf on you. I don't know if you've ever, you ever heard this story. So my two of my roommates went up to Canada, and here she comes now, say money, money, get laid, get. Have you ever heard that song?
Is that around, Billy Idol?
Yeah, come on, money.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I think it was that song. They went to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He said they were playing that song. And I think it was some song by Billy Idol. He said it might have been Dancing with, whatever it was. They played it.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, there was a part, all these guys got on their bellies and all the other guys got on their backs and were surfing and then they switched.
That's odd.
I know.
To a Billy Idol song?
It might have been some other song because because the Billy Idol might have been the one where they were saying, get laid, get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been that one.
Did you just whisper the F word? So, dang it, you took my F word. I wanted to be the one that got to use the F word. Okay, so it hasn't been used yet then. Okay, cool.
So, it might have been Surfing USA or something that they totally did. And they were like, we looked, it was so funny. And they just started laughing. And then when they told me about it, they couldn't stop laughing. I was just like, oh, that would have been fun to do because they had a good time.
But you could see her doing that on him.
Oh, no, we'll just switch it. Well, yeah. Well, that's what I see her doing. Yeah. All right. Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, yeah. Anyway, I just
everybody's got mental illness in their family somewhere.
She'll tell you in a heartbeat that she doesn't.
She doesn't think she does.
Oh, she
does. That's a surefire way.
It's all us. It's not her. It's us.
You guys are all screwed up?
Yes. Oh. And we, like, whatever. Because I know I got one brother that he will just dig and dig and dig and dig just to
her.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I think we get to a point where it's like you're not nice, and then we'll just say there's no, we stop filtering, and then she'll run away and say how horrible we are. Forgetting,
you tell her that's where do you think we learned it?
Forgetting everything that happened to them. One of my sisters said, like 3-4 years ago, she was reading, I want to say maybe Easter, she was reading a book,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, God is dead or something, or all you Christians suck, or I don't know what it was, uh-oh. But she would like read, and she was like holding the book out like this so we could all see the title.
Oh.
Well, my sister said, yeah, well, she was reading it, and then Easter, and then 4th of July came, and when we all got together, she was still reading it, and she was at the same place. So we think it was just a prop. Yeah.
She holier than thou then too.
No. I don't know what she is. I don't know. One of my favorite things. This is 100% absolutely true. We were putting on a roof at my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the kids came and we were working there. And my sister had a kid that I want to say was maybe 3.
Her kid?
Yeah, and another one that was a newborn.
Okay.
And the 3 I know was still breastfeeding and was asking, hey, can I have milk, Mom? Or whatever, however he asked. But I didn't see this, but I have sisters that told me exactly what she did. She had her shirt over her head, like, and both udders exposed. And because it was being rubbed raw or something. And I was just like, I'm glad I'm on the roof and I can't see that sight. But even my mom, I brought that up. I think when my dad was dying, I brought something. We were just talking about things and I brought that up. And my mom said that she thought that was disturbing. I'm like, thanks, Mom.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, my mom. My mom.
Does your mom know that she's crazy?
She wants to defend her.
Okay.
And she will defend her.
Okay.
At times.
That's a good mom.
But she admits that she is not totally balanced. Like sometimes when you are putting a new fan in and you have to put some weights on one side to make sure it doesn't.
Okay.
I think the weights are missing from her.
She's a few weights short of a fan.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a polite way to say it or not.
That's anyway. Too bad. Okay, I'm sorry. We're just sitting here talking about your family and everything.
I could talk all day. I like this talking.
Okay. I forgot it was part of the show.
Yeah. So you brought something.
Yes.
Did you want to tell me what it was?
Or yes, I'm just going to tell you what it is. No.
Okay.
I brought Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood.
Okay.
And this is one of my Island albums.
Okay. So for those of you that don't know, what is an Island album?
An Island album, you're going to a desert island, and that's where you're going to be living from now on. And you have five albums. You can take five of them. And this sucks so bad. They cannot be greatest hits albums. And that's really rough for me.
Or
compilations. I think I'm just going to take my iPod and.
Nice.
Guess what? I get my phone, right? I get my phone and my access to Apple Music.
But they're not going to be a charger, so you'll get to listen to them.
I have a solar charger, so it's all right.
Okay, how are we going to play the record player?
Oh,
coconut power.
I don't know how you're gonna play your records. I'm just gonna have my Apple Music. Yeah. But this is one of my albums. This is one of my favorite albums.
I got the turntable, and I told Panda last night. I've played the Babies album 6 or 7 times.
That was a good album.
It's so
that was so good.
Yeah, well, I'm listening to it again, going, man, I love this album. Maybe I'll change the rules.
But I think you should.
No, I kind of like it because it makes it a little. You're
trying, forced to choose,
but you're trying to get something that is maybe their definitive piece of art. It's opposed to a compilation of all their art. I mean, and then you may,
but then you know you want to take it.
And I know there's.
Yeah. I know.
I agree. It's hard.
Like with Queen, you could take the Platinum Collection.
I could take that's all. That's the remastered 15.
Which one?
Right there. See, right next to the right of the. The turntable, those discs.
That's all of it?
It's okay, so I have that.
Okay.
I have all of them over there on my other CD rack. I have all the albums that were albums because some of those never came out on album, or if they did, I never found them. Like The Miracle and the White One and Made in Heaven. Yeah, I can't think of the White One. Innuendo.
Okay.
Yeah, so they, by this time, they were... only doing, almost everything was coming out on CDs. So anyway, so what's the first song?
The first song is actually TNT, Terror in Tinseltown, and it's just kind of an opening, like Eruption.
Yeah. Oh, like so, Van Halen.
Yeah.
Oh, and Van Halen, that's the first you wrote on that.
Oh my gosh. I was so excited after I listened. I think I sent you a message. Yes. Oh my God, it was so good.
And the blob asked me, do you know who Heather Nightbringer is?
And you're said, no.
No.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen.
Okay. And then Dr. TNT Feelgood cuts right into Dr. Feelgood, which is the title track.
Cool.
Yay.
Male.
Yay.
I like that song. If you didn't tell me who it was, I would have guessed.
Yeah,
I figured you would have. I would have guessed from the TNT part.
Yeah?
I would not have.
Oh.
No, but once it...
So well known.
I've heard that song.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a big Motley Crue fan.
Okay.
I don't dislike them.
Okay.
If I hear...
It's not like Metallica you don't like.
I hate Metallica. I do not like them.
I gotta find out the story behind that.
I don't know. I don't just like their sound.
Okay, I thought maybe there was more to it.
No, because they sound cool.
I think so.
So anytime Motley Crue comes on, I don't turn it off. I don't even think about it because I like this. It's upbeat and it's what's Vince Neil?
Mm-hmm.
I like his lead voice.
Singer. Yep. Different. Well, it was different.
I just like. But for whatever reason, the Metallica voice. I'm like, oh, no, no. I don't know. I like this.
Good.
This is.
I love this.
Cool. Yeah.
This is like exciting. I love this music.
So when you're going to the island and I have my five albums and you have this, I'm not disappointed.
Okay.
Seriously, yay! I would be excited.
Good.
Oh, this is some. This is okay. Tonight we're doing is drinking coconut rum or whatever.
Pineapple rum's better.
Well, I'm just...
Oh, sorry.
We're on a desert island. We have to make it, so...
We have pineapples there.
Okay, well, and we have no coconuts?
No, I don't eat coconuts.
Okay, well...
That'll be on your side of the island.
Okay.
We'll switch from time to time.
Yeah, so I'll come over and listen.
Okay, cool.
We'll have the...
Do we get to bring headphones?
Yeah, two coconuts. Yes, and you plugged in
What's the sound quality like on those?
Not very good.
Okay, I'm going to bring my Beats. Is that cool?
Yeah, you can bring whatever you want.
I will,
but you just won't have a charger.
I've got that solar one. I'm good. I want one just for the island.
I like that song.
Good.
I like that beat or that, however, you know, that style. It's short bursts of the same sound over and over.
It's just rocking. Oh, like my gosh.
It is. Do you want a little fun fact?
Yes.
So do you know anything about the band personally? About their...
What do you mean, personally?
Like, who Vince Neil married?
He married...
some girl from Pleasanton.
She from Pleasanton?
My mom worked with her mom...
Not his first wife.
Maybe it's the second one.
Okay, because the first one was a blonde that worked at... Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I can't remember her name, and I love her. I'm like...
I don't know.
She was a blonde. She worked at one of the clubs down in L.A.
Okay, well, he was married to at least one of the wives...
Okay.
Was from Pleasanton.
Not the mother of his daughter, the one that passed away, right?
I don't know. Oh my gosh. I just know my mom worked with...
It's killing me now.
My mom worked with her mom at JCPenney at the beauty salon.
Okay.
There. And so every once in a while she'd come home or come to town and she'd be in a big limo and...
He didn't let her drive? He didn't get her a car?
She'd be in a limo. She didn't, she'd be in a, so she, that's getting a car, isn't it? She didn't drive she's not a limo driver. She was in the back seat of the limo.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Okay. So his first wife was Beth Lynn. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
And then the one I know is Charisse. Charisse is the one, she was a mud wrestler at one of the clubs down in LA. That's the one that I like. So one of my favorite idols growing up
is Billy.
Yeah, is Bobby Brown.
Oh, I think Billy Idol.
No, Bobby Brown.
The singer Bobby Brown?
No, Bobby Brown, the cherry pie girl.
I have no clue who that is.
Do you remember Warrant?
I love, give me cherry pie. Yes, whatever.
I'm not going to sing. I can't sing. So. Yes, Warrant. But they sing the cherry pie. Remember the video? Do you remember the music video with the blonde?
Okay.
That was throughout the entire video with different costumes on everything. I absolutely love her. Follow her and worship her and read all her books and all that stuff.
She knows how to write?
Yeah, it's nice. Really good. She wrote a couple books about her life as a rock and roll wife and girlfriend. And
to who?
She was married to the lead singer of Warrant, Janie Lane, and they have a little girl. Well, she's not a little girl anymore, but...
Are they still married?
No, he died.
I don't know.
Yeah, he died.
I saw Warrant.
Yeah?
I saw Warrant. Downtown.
Did they reform?
I don't know. I have no clue.
I thought they might have reformed, but I'm not sure about that. But her, back.
When you say reformed.
They got the band back together after he died.
Oh, so they didn't straighten out and stop. So it wasn't that kind of reform.
No, no. Okay. I doubt it. I hope not. That's such an awful thought.
We all, they're playing in suits and ties now.
They played at a church function. Nice. Potluck.
Nice. Yeah.
No, but Bobby Brown, who I'm obsessed with, one of her best friends is Charisse. And she met her through the Motley Crue thing, the whole thing. Because Bobby Brown used to date... oh my God, my brain is
Whitney Houston.
Down. Nope, try again.
Well, Bobby Brown was married to Whitney Houston.
Yes, yes.
Yes, see, so I know.
You're very smart. Thank you. Tommy Lee. Okay, so Bobby Brown and Tommy Lee dated.
He drove a boat with his...
Right.
I mean, and I saw that video.
I did too. Oh, I thought it was a great video.
It made me laugh.
But I loved Pamela Anderson. Oh. So that's another person I was obsessed with. I thought she was great.
Okay, do you know what TV show she was on?
Baywatch?
No. Yes.
And Home Improvement.
Yes. So after she was on the first season of Home Improvement, mm-hmm. the second season, I think, I don't want to say Jill. I can't remember the girl's name.
But she was Jill in the show. No, that was the wife. Jill
yes,
was
I know
the wife.
It was the wife. That's why. But whatever the girl that was, I thought she was so cute.
The brunette,
yeah,
she was.
I like that
cute.
Look. I don't know. She, you know, just not... overly pretty. She's just really cute.
She's hot.
And she's got a...
And she doesn't have to try.
Yeah, and she's
hot or odd.
But Pamela
Anderson was like that too.
No, she was like almost too fake.
Not at the beginning though.
Oh, yes, true.
Like when she was
I
on
agree.
Home Improvement,
yes,
she wasn't quite
yes,
to
she
that.
She hadn't got to that point mm-mm. where, look, I think half my body weight is plastic or Botox.
Yeah, but
when you get to
she
that,
pulled it off. I thought
I
she did.
I wish she pulled it off with me. I'd love to have her
see?
Pull it
okay.
off.
See? Okay. Well,
yeah,
there it is.
But then again, I'm just a guy, and that's all we want. We're sick bastards.
But Bobby Brown's the same way. I think she looks fantastic
okay,
today.
I cannot get past Bobby Brown.
The cherry pie girl.
No,
sorry.
I can't, looking at this
R&B singer or whatever.
The guy that beats
Whitney
Houston, that beats Whitney. That's all I can think of.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, because he beat her to death.
In a bathtub.
Yes.
Wow.
He was there. I know. This is the horrible side of me coming out. And it's so funny. I like, because it's like, it's so absurd. It's funny. Mm. Yeah, we'll be banned for life.
From where?
I don't know. We're going to.
Well, don't tell Podbean because that's where I listen.
Okay, now that you just, if you didn't say that, we would have been fine.
Oh, I take it back. I'm lying. I listen to it on iTunes.
Good one. All right, what's the next song?
The next song is, oh, shoot, I cleared it.
Oh, I can figure it out.
No, I got it. Just okay, slice of your pie.
Okay, cherry pie, now slice of your pie.
Oh, I could have used that as a lead-in. Damn it.
Oh, well.
Okay,
You'll learn. You'll learn. Slice. I'll break you in.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Sexy, so you.
Okay, at the beginning of that song, I thought it was going to be country. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Wait, I don't want cancer.
I wasn't even worried about that. My brain might have melted.
And it didn't?
No. Awesome. No, it did. It did, would, maybe with the guitar work later.
Yeah.
That was, he's Nikki Sixx, right?
Who?
Is Nikki Sixx one of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, not the singer.
Guitar player.
Yes.
Yeah, Vince Neil, Nikki Sixx, Tommy Lee. I don't know the bass player.
Mick Mars.
Okay. Oh, Mars. Yep. I did know. Mm-hmm. As soon as you said it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I do know that one.
He's the real quiet, kind of scary, gothy looking one that doesn't say much and just kind of sits there.
And plays bass.
Yeah, he's an older guy, too. A lot older, I think, than the rest of the band.
Huh. Yeah. I was listening to that song, and it sounded like a group that I like, and I thought, because they kind of sound like Def Leppard.
Okay.
That's why I'm...
I love Def Leppard,
I love Def Leppard. Yeah. So that's probably why because I've never disliked them.
Right.
I just never was like, oh, I want to hear more. I just...
Oh, their music's fantastic. I do like it. I'm sorry.
I do like it. You know, the Kickstart My Heart. I like
that. That's that's coming up, and I played this side because of that song.
No, I did not know it was on here. Yes. I love that song.
That's my favorite song of theirs. The first time
I
heard
it, I'm like, oh, this is cool.
It's one of those ones where I would put headphones on and just spin around and dance around and just try to get all the energy out. It gets you going. That's a good one. Well,
the other one that I really liked too, and it was a cover, "Smoking in the Boys' Room."
Who did the original?
I don't know, but when they did it, I know there was. Did you know there was an original?
I did not know that. Oh, no.
So I'd heard that song.
But I think almost everything is. It seems like everybody's remaking everything.
"Kickstart My Heart's not a remake,
is it not? I don't know. No, I really don't know, and I'll be honest with that.
I don't think it is. But "Smoking in the Boys' Room" was some group sang that. So I heard that song when I was younger, and when I heard Motley Crue sing it, I was like, I dig this song because I liked it back then. Nice. I mean, okay, let's see. I could look real quick and see if I could figure it out.
Okay,
because, and I would say someone like Dr. Hook or because it was. It was a song that there's always songs that come out when you're, my son, he knew one word for this one song, and it would, he'd sing, dun, 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 cocaine. and he would yell that word, and we're like, really, son? You don't even know what, he's like eight, but this is the only word he would remember.
But you're listening to Eric Clapton, and you know.
But... He liked it just because you could say cocaine. I liked the bitch's back because you said
the B word.
Yes. So "Smoking in the Boys' Room" was kind of like that. You know, teachers, don't you know? The Brownsville Station, "Smoking in the Boys' Room."
Wow.
Yeah.
What year was that?
I don't know. "Smoking in the Boys'." Oh, let's see. "Smoking in the Boys' Room." Wikipedia. It says. Brownsville Station, 1973. Wow. So I told you, it was something I heard when I was a kid, and I liked
it. Because
it has a good beat, and it reached number 3 in Canada, and on the U.S. Billboard.
That's exciting.
And on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. The song is about students hoping to avoid being caught violating their school's smoking ban. But it was cool, because I liked the sound of it. And the Motley Crue version sounds like the original version. It wasn't, they didn't stray far from it. So it was cool listening to it be updated. And that was 1985, so 12 years later.
Yeah.
Funny that you didn't know that it was a remake.
No, and I'll be honest, I'm not always a purist. I'm not
that
knowledgeable about many things.
Yeah, and the only reason... It's because I'd heard it before.
Yeah.
And it's a good song.
Yes, that's another good one, yeah. But this album is still my favorite album.
That's cool. Yeah, I didn't know. I think it's recent that I heard "Kickstart My Heart." Yeah. Well, because I don't know.
You never heard it before?
No, I don't remember hearing it. And then... Oh, wow, this song's cool.
Oh, it just drives.
So every time it comes on the Hawk.
On the classic rock station.
I like cranking it up going, I dig this song.
Yeah.
But and I might have heard it before.
You know, that's the first time I thought I was old.
When
they started playing Motley Crue, I heard it on whatever the classic rock station was at the time. I heard it, and they're like, a classic rock hit from Motley Crue. And I'm like, classic rock? And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go get my AARP card now.
Looking at albums I played, so I played this last night.
Okay.
Billy Squier.
Okay.
1981, 1982.
Wow.
92, 2002, it's 39 years old.
Well, it's like going to work and they've got a new hire.
Oh.
And he looks like he's 12 years old.
Okay, or you have a new hire and he looks like he's 60. And he's
and older he works, than that. And he works like he's, he's 104.
Yeah, he works like my brother-in-law.
Oh, really?
We're going to hell.
Okay. I'm driving the bus. Driving the bus. Yeah. I've been planning on driving the bus for a while. Do you mean to stop and pick you up?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I will not pull that string to make you stop.
I really hope not. Going. No. We'll pull over and stop, but it might be just a backup over somebody your sister.
Thank you. Can we have drinks?
Oh, can we have drinks?
Okay, just making sure. Break.
I want to do like Wayne and Garth had in their little pacer with the licorice. I want a licorice dispenser.
Nice.
But red vines aren't attached, and I love red vines.
I do like red vines. I do like red... I don't like licorice.
Like black licorice? Okay.
I don't like that.
I don't like black licorice either, but my grandfather, who I was incredibly attached to, used to have it in his desk at all times. Uh-huh. He'd have black licorice. So I loved it when he would give it to me. And I can't stand it now that he's passed away. I can't stand it.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. I could probably eat it. I don't know. There's things that I noticed that as I've gotten older or have done, I grew my own tomatoes and I don't like tomatoes. I grew my own and ate them, mm-hmm. and they taste way different than
really.
Oh my gosh, night and day.
So you don't like tomatoes? Do you not like them because of the texture?
I don't like the taste.
Okay,
but when I grew my own, I popped a cherry tomato in there. I'm like, well, this doesn't taste like what I thought. And so I've had homegrown tomatoes.
And you're good.
I can eat them. I can't say that, I love them, because like people that put salt on them and chow.
My dad, mayonnaise.
Yeah, I can't eat them like that. But I could eat them where before I didn't even want to have them touch me.
That's weird.
It just tasted like, well, because when you.
Well, I don't like children, but mine are okay. Is that like the same thing? But they're mine, so yeah. I can tolerate them.
When you pluck them off the vine,
right?
Yeah,
you know, stick them in your mouth, chew on them.
That's hilarious. Yeah, well, no. When I think when you have a tomato that from the store,
mm-hmm.
it gets plucked when it's green.
Okay,
and so it ripens on the way to the store. Where when you take one off the vine that's already ripe, it's. I don't know. I think that's what it is. But
I just can't stand tomatoes.
Well, do you like watermelon?
Yes.
I see. I don't really like watermelon, but I think I could eat it now. Where before, I didn't even like it. Ugh.
You never ate like water? No. Like as a kid, we'd get the watermelon. No. We'd cut it in half.
Okay,
we'd sit out there and we'd spit seeds at each other outside.
You don't like watermelon?
I love watermelon. Yeah. I bought some watermelon juice the other day and it was really bad.
Poop.
Yeah, really bad.
It was very shrewd bad.
It really, really crappy.
Is the next song crappy?
No, the next song's pretty good. But it's my least favorite song, I'd say, on this side.
Oh, awesome.
But it's still really good.
Good.
Okay, the next song is Rattlesnake Shake.
Keep some.
I'm like dying for your feedback. Sorry. I don't know what it is with this. I have to like please everybody.
Oh, you can please me right now.
Were you pleased?
The only thing I didn't like about that song was the lyrics.
Over and over again?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I told you least favorite.
I could see the bass on that was awesome.
Yeah.
The piano was totally cool. It was, except rattle, shake, snake, snake, shake. Yeah, rattle, shake, snake, shake. Rattle, snake, shake. Okay, you can think of something else.
Maybe they were just out. Maybe they're out of good writing material. I don't know. The song itself is good. The lyrics suck.
Yeah, well, they weren't the best lyrics.
Yeah, I agree.
It was a lot of repetition.
Yes.
But I did like the music.
Yeah.
It's very upbeat. It's hard rock and hard driving.
I'm like thinking in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to have to find something that I love that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if it's going to like devastate me or because I'm like so like when I told you in the blob to try the Panic at the Disco album.
Loved it.
I was so excited. It's like, oh, yay.
You're not the first girl that I've excited.
Oh, that makes two?
Yeah.
Oh, two. Hey, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good song. And yeah, you're right. It's repetitive. And
yeah, but,
okay, but the next one?
Well, I was going
to say. Favorite song.
Well, is it Dr. I mean.
Kickstart My Heart is the next one. So
That is the only, in my humble opinion, the only part of that song that was detrimental. If you're putting this on and you're just playing it, I don't think anybody's even listening to the words.
Yeah,
they're just like going, yeah, just headbanging and
bouncing into people.
Yep, and having a good time.
Yes,
just or you crank this up and everybody's out in the backyard and you just put this on and then whoop, turn it to 11 and everyone just and then they start drinking and everybody starts jumping in the pool.
Yes. They take their clothes off first.
Yeah.
And then jump in the pool. Yes. Even better party.
Yes. I told you, I've never been a big Motley Crue fan.
Does this change it at all for you?
I like them the same as I liked them before.
Okay.
I've never been a fan. I like what I've heard, but I've never thought, oh, I need to get this album.
I was going to say, have you heard the whole album before or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you pleasantly surprised that the song? No.
No. It's
okay.
It sounds good. It's something that I know I would if I picked up I would be not unhappy about. Right. And I knew my wife liked them.
Yeah.
My wife.
We talked a little bit before you got here. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, we had so much fun.
Well, I think it's was like one of her first concerts she went to.
Yeah. I'm so jealous. I never got to go.
I almost want to say I saw them on New Year's Eve.
Like more recently or back in the 80s?
No, in the 80s.
I'm so jealous of you too.
I think I did see him. I was like, I'm cool. It was fun. I like them. I like their sound.
When I was in junior high school, and I was telling her this, when I was in junior high school, my life's ambition was to be a Motley Crue groupie. Nice. That's all I wanted to do in the world. I had no other plans. What do you want to do when you grow up? I would like to be a Motley Crue groupie. Thank you.
Hilarious. So what was the first album you heard?
I don't even remember. I really don't
remember.
You just
heard them and said, oh, I like these guys?
I loved them. Huh. I saw them in the magazines because I used to get the girly...
Teen Beat?
Uh-huh.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I used to get I used to get the Teeny Bopper magazines.
Oh,
and
funny.
And you'd see pictures of... there were some, like, heavier magazines. I don't even remember.
Leif Erikson?
No.
Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. Now, that was before me, though. I never... No.
Yeah, so that was my time.
And he was kind of a... Was he a soft rock guy?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes,
if I remember correctly.
More like David Cassidy.
Which I never... That was before
Sean
my
Cassidy.
Time.
Sean Cassidy.
That was before my time.
Yes, I know. That's
time.
All.
Sorry.
These were the Teen Beat guys at my time.
Okay, so I'm 45. I'll be 45 this year, so...
That's a good speed for a record.
Oh, my gosh! And I've got a good needle groove.
Whoa.
Was that good? Did you like that?
I have a good needle. It's small, but it's potent.
I'm not even going to talk about my groove because I'm just going to, no.
Yeah, I turned 58 this year.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
You're quite a bit older than I am.
Yeah, 13. Wow. So if I bought any of those magazines, it was because I saw, Queen's on the cover or somebody I really liked was on the.
But see, now growing up, I mean, not just growing up like teenage years, but when I was a little kid, my dad and I were listening to Queen, you know?
Because you of all the people I listen to, I mean, listen to, talk to.
When do you listen to
me? I'm sorry, of all the people I talk to, you're the most Queen enthusiastic.
I love Queen. I don't have the knowledge that you have about them, but I love their music. Well,
The Blob was into it because I was playing stuff he'd never heard.
Yeah.
And so that was cool.
But he's a big music enthusiast. Yes. He loves music.
But you...
I love music.
I'm telling you right now, I will play for you, I will play at least one Queen album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's huge.
Are my pants down?
No. Oh, no, your shoes are off.
I heard you say that's huge.
I was talking about your foot.
No, I have a small foot.
Yeah, you do. You know what actually. They say? I just looked down and you do.
You know what they say, small foot?
They wear small socks.
Small hence groove.
Hence the little pink sock.
Yep. I just know you would appreciate it.
Yes.
The other ones would like, oh, that's cool.
I'd sing along.
Yeah.
Did you see me singing along over here?
No.
Okay,
I've got my eyes closed and I'm listening.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to hear.
I'm rocking out and playing on my phone.
Oh, I totally like this. Really do. It's the panda played something that I'm like, whatever. Civil Wars. Whatever.
I just finished that one.
It's
okay.
I mean, it's I think, a nice mood music type of thing that if you were feeling melancholy or you just wanted to be reflective, something to listen to. I like this because so I put the Babies album on. I'm not putting the Babies album on because I just want to relax. I want to hear it. I'm like, I want to just get, love this.
Dance around. So
this is the kind of, I would put this on like that.
Yes.
And there's a couple other albums where I'm like, I put on one side of REO and I was like, sweet, I love these songs. And just, I can sing along and like you're doing, I guess. When I'm not looking at you, you're singing and I don't know that.
Okay. Well, I do it at work too.
Really?
I wear headphones at work. And not only does it block people out, but...
the best.
But I love just listening to music and the headphones are incredible nowadays.
Do you have like noise canceling
ones? Yeah.
So,
like, if there's ever something going on where we all have to gather around over here in this corner, someone has to come by and tell me, hey, Winnie, we're going over here.
Who?
Oh.
Heather?
Sorry, Heather.
That's hilarious. I love that.
Sorry.
No big deal.
It's my alter ego. Yeah. Oh my God. I have so many.
That's so funny.
Sorry.
Yeah, Pooh.
There we go.
Yeah, see? I have mine and I just have in the air.
Hey, pull forward this way. You're going to lose your alcohol.
Oh,
sorry. That would be abusive. Okay. Don't do that.
No, I'm not losing it. Okay. I wasn't going to lose
it. It was.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just hold it.
Okay. There we go.
I have in the ear ones, and it's like walkie talkie. So if people talk, I have to hit the button so it turns it off, and I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just and then I turn it back on, and I don't know if you've seen me wearing my full shema.
Yes.
So
I love that.
So when I have that on, they can't even tell that I have a headset on, so I have to hit the side of my head. And they're like, why does it keep poking his ear?
But everyone's getting used to that now, you know?
I hate it.
Really?
Oh, absolutely hate it.
Why?
Wearing a... Oh, are you talking about having headphones?
Oh, yeah. I mean, touching, reaching up and turning off your headphones. Yes. You're talking about the mask.
Yes.
I know.
I hate it. Your mask looks like a...
I have it right here. Look.
Yeah, it looks like...
A tiny little penis.
That's can what I it see looks penis? Like with two fangs. It's supposed to be
it's a little tongue, anime. It's
I
a little
guess.
No, it's the mouth is open.
Well, if you... Do you ever wear it upside down?
Well, I could try that.
Oh, my gosh.
How does that... Do I look like a penis face?
Oh, my gosh. It's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, she showed me... She showed me a scrotum mask, and it looks like a scrotum. I was like... that's awesome.
If I had money, I would give you money to wear that at work during a stand up with the big boss there.
Oh, that would be, I would do it. I don't care.
I would love
what
that.
What are we going
to
do?
And then ask him a question so he's looking, because you have to draw attention to yourself.
And then start rubbing it.
I really don't understand. Yeah, you should.
Oh, okay.
I'll save up my money.
How much are they?
No, no, I'm saying I will pay you to do that. Do you want me to buy you the mask? If I bought you the mask, would you wear it? And all those things?
Well, we can take it. We can talk about it.
Let's do that. Let's have that conversation.
Take it out and trade.
Okay. I'm in. It won't cost me anything. Awesome.
So now we have Kickstart Your Heart?
Yes, please. Best song ever.
We'll be right back. I dig that song. Song rocks.
That is such a badass song.
I want to say, though, I never heard it until it just started recently playing on the classic rock station.
Oh,
and
vomit.
I heard it like, oh, I like this. I might have heard it. I might have heard it when they originally did it, but I don't know.
It's a good video game song, because I can remember playing the old Batman game that came out, and I did the same thing, stick the headphones on, and it just, go.
It's like high energy, just
very motivating.
Balls to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally cool.
Yes.
I dig it. I even like when they have that break in the middle, when he gets real slow, and then they ding, 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 and they just jump right back into it. And there's parts where you probably won't hear this. Not you, but the listeners probably won't hear this because it gets reduced down to mono. And I got to tell you a story about that.
All right.
But when it gets reached, you can hear some guitar coming out of
both sides.
Yes. So when I first did, so Blob did all the mixing.
Okay.
He did all the editing. He did everything. And that was good. I was working, and he gave me something to do, and he liked it. He liked doing it. And then as time wore on, and he was having difficulties, I said, okay, I'll do it. So I was doing it. Well, I just left it in the way it was recorded. So what happens is you come out of, if we were to listen to this, you're going to come out of one side and I'll come out of the other speaker. So I'm on the right and you're on the left channel.
So if I'm using my headphones, when I listen to the podcast, I'm going to hear one person on each side?
Correct.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, that's cool. And then you can hear the music in stereo.
Okay.
That was my thought. That was my thinking. Well, guess what? My brother-in-law, or maybe it was my friend, said he listens. He just puts one headphone in when he's working out. So he could listen to the show out of one earphone. So he'd have it, I don't know if he'd just have one in or if he'd have it hanging down, or I don't know how he did it, but mm-hmm. he just had one in. So when it's in stereo, he would only hear one person talking, the other one would be off.
Now, I've noticed with the stereo, when that's supposed to be happening,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what song it was. I heard a song and I couldn't hear part of the song. I could hear, it was almost like an echo. It was kind of in the background.
Then that's another good point.
Okay.
Because so there's been a couple songs that I've recorded, mm-hmm. and some of them I've taken care of. Like Queen, I was having an issue. I recorded them off the album, and there was parts I'm like, I don't know why this is not coming out. And when I did episode 28 or whatever, no, 18, it was Sergeant Pepper's. And when I played it for the Blob, the sound, there was some notes or some words that were muted and they weren't coming out properly. So last night when I did Billy Squire with the Panda,
mm-hmm.
when the stroke comes on, it's clearly not coming out. There's some part, it's missing some guitar. You can hear it, but it's really,
it's in the background, like a,
yes. And I go, you're right. And it's the only song it happened on. And I'm not sure what it is. It's something in the software. So there's somewhere where it's not getting picked up. But last night I was, so we got done recording. It was midnight. Or I went to bed. When I went to bed, it was midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up at some point, and I was having a dream, and I woke up. And then my thing is, when I wake up, I start to think about things. Mm-hmm. And then
you can't shut it down.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I get up for work at 5:30,
mm-hmm.
usually. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to go back to sleep. And then I was thinking, I wonder. So I had a thought. I don't know where this came from, but I'm thinking that I might know why I'm having an issue on just, and it's a few songs. It's not very many. One of the things that you can do when you record,
mm-hmm.
is there's effects you can put on, and the effects, I'll read from the list. This is all things you can do on the files that I'm doing. Amplify, auto duck, bass and treble, change pitch, change speed, change tempo, phaser, repair, reverb, wah-wah, fade out, fade in. So I can do all these things.
Okay.
Well, one of the other things you can do is when you play an album, you can do click removal. So when there's pops on the album, it takes out the pops. And I was thinking, and I haven't tested my theory, I was thinking that the click removal, when it just goes, so I do the whole album, I record the album at once, and I highlight it, and then I do click removal, and it takes whatever, 20 seconds, and it goes through the whole thing. I'm thinking that maybe the click removal is removing some of that sound because it thinks it's pops.
But why would it only remove one side?
Because I think it's pops. I think the way it shows up,
So it's actually separating the two sides of the track.
I think. I'm not sure. Well, if you look...
I'm learning all the technical stuff, well, see, so...
It comes out of two sides right
now. It does come out. So and you've got two different files.
I'm the top, and you're the bottom.
Okay.
So when we talk, you can hear me talk.
Why can't I be on top?
I'd love to have you on top.
Well, can you switch it?
I can probably switch it.
That'd be awesome. Next time, I'll be on top.
Yeah, I'll just switch the plugs right here.
Oh, that's all it takes. Yes. Okay, cool. Right on. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. I think you being on top, as long as you were just wearing the hat, I think that would be perfect.
Do you need me to turn it around?
Oh, you know what? You think
that it gets in the way sometimes? It depends.
Maybe you'd have to put it on backwards.
Okay. Remind me.
But I think that might be the problem.
I'm kind of curious now.
I'm bi-curious as well. I'm trying to figure it out. You didn't even respond. Wow.
Oh, was I supposed to be shocked?
Good one. I like that. So okay. I'm going to see.
You're kidding. I had no idea.
Okay. It's delayed.
Sorry. I'm slow.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back.
You can edit it.
So I'm gonna try recording just that song and see what happens if not take out the click removal and see what it sounds like, because it happened on two songs on Sgt. Pepper's. It happened on a couple Queen songs. Happened on Billy Squire.
Sorry.
On one song, so it doesn't happen all the time. That's why I think it's a software thing.
Okay, I'm curious. But, let me know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Anyway, I like that song. I like that song a lot. God,
I love that song.
That song rocks.
Oh, my God. You know, I listen to these shows, especially with the new guest people coming in and, you know, doing everything.
I call them guests, but I think they're just going to be like...
co-hosts. Yes. I'll say co-hosts.
My regular cast of...
Okay, so I know the Panda.
Crazies.
And I think the Panda's effing amazing. Can I use the word now?
Effing? Yeah, perfect.
Can I use the F word, though? Like, once do I get my one F word since you're a PG, or should I not?
Sure, go ahead.
You're going to have to put explicit on it, huh?
No, I won't.
I think the Panda's fucking awesome. I think she rocks. I think she's so cool. But it's fun to listen to you guys go through the music and listen to the way she hears it.
It's
That's amazing.
It's pretty
because
cool.
I don't pick stuff out like she does, you know?
Well,
the Blob was the same way. I mean, he would listen to something. He'd be like, I like how this happened, this works, and this. And it's like, I
like what I like.
Yeah, that's me.
I know. So I was like,
it's bad.
I say words, and she starts saying words, and I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Nope. But it's interesting to listen to that and then try to listen to the song again and try to pick out the stuff that she's talking about. And that's neat.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
I'm floored.
Yeah, well, we would talk all the time, and the first time we did a show, she goes, oh, I kept giggling all the time, and I laughed. I'm like, I noticed that because I'm like, you've never been like this, but she goes,
doesn't giggle. She
not kind of... not like she did.
Oh, okay,
and but she goes, hey, I was a little nervous, and I think now it's totally cool.
Yeah.
I think everyone the first time, actually your first time.
Yeah.
You don't seem that nervous. I don't know.
Maybe it's not really my first time.
Oh. Good one.
Remember, I wanted to be a groupie since I was in junior high school. Uh-huh. So, I got around.
Yeah.
Podcasts, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've
No,
been
not really. We're not even going to get into that subject.
Of podcasts?
Yeah, that's okay. It. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, well...
Next subject.
The thing that cracks me up is when we started doing this, I thought, because I had told him I wanted to do a podcast as well, and we started doing it, and well, we didn't know what we were doing, and we, okay, let's do this. And then as we got more comfortable, we realized, oh, we have to change this, or we have to do this way. And we kept doing it. And after about 15, 20 episodes, we started to really hit our stride, because we understood, oh, we have this amount of time to do this. And right. And then after, I don't know, maybe maybe 30, which was the first one I played a queen. After that, it was like everything, it just flowed. We'll just play whatever. We didn't care. And it was fun. It got, the more we did it, the more fun it got.
Yeah.
And I think part of me was afraid that, oh, it's not going to be as fun doing it with other people than him. But everyone I've done it with,
sounds like you're having such a blast.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. You can hear it listening to the podcast.
Because it's been awesome.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, I'll ask this person and I'll ask this person. And when.
And everybody's saying yes.
If they say yes, good. And if they say no, okay, well, I one of them's going to say yes.
I was freaking excited. And, I was ecstatic.
And I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting quite that reaction.
I think I jumped up and down, didn't I? Jump up and down.
I don't know if you. I just know you were really excited.
I was really excited.
And I wasn't. Yes, I will do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, really?
Okay. And when
6 feet back, please.
I said get closer. When Crafty DM said, I'd be interested. What? And he had listened to some show, and he actually went and looked at all the shows we did and got albums of things that we had never done.
Me too.
Which was totally cool. I'm like, yes. Because
it's influencing. It really is.
Yeah. And there's. I was going through things. I told the Panda yesterday that I listened to. I was watching some show on Netflix, and they played an album. They played the first song on the album, and I said, "Oh yeah, I forgot. I wanted to record this." So I went and grabbed the album.
Oh,
and
nice!
And it's an album I have, and it's right down there, ready. It's
triggered.
I recorded it right away.
Right on.
And thought, oh, which side do I play? Because I like both sides. Both sides have songs that I really like, and I played the one that everybody's going to know, the two songs on the side I played. I don't know if they would know the one. There's one song on the second side, and it got a lot of airplay. I thought it got a lot of airplay, and I liked it. And the last song, my friend that was really into music that I would go to the record store with, he liked the last song on that album. So I thought, oh, should I play it? And I ended up playing the first side, recording the first side. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's something that I really liked it, and bringing it to the, I think the deciding factor was when I was in college, when the album came out, one of the guys I played with on the team thought it said something else.
Oh,
and
the lyrics.
Yes. And it made me laugh so hard. And he really believed it. And
I've done that. So.
And because he did that, that's why I said, I'm going to play this song, because
he'll sing it wrong.
I don't know. For all I know, he's dead.
Oh.
I mean, he's not one of the guys that I really liked him when we played together. But after college, I've never seen him since.
Oh.
Well, some of the guys I played with, I've seen after. And or played with. He I won't say disappeared off the face of the earth. He just,
but from your life, he did.
Yeah, yeah. I played with him for 2 years. I played. He came in and he looked like, I thought, well, I'm never gonna play again. He's the Terminator. I mean, he was a brick house, and he just hit like a. I was like, this guy is way better than me.
But haven't you ever done that with the lyrics where you hear something and it's like,
yeah.
And you just start singing it like that?
Yes.
Another reason why I don't sing, because I know I might get
Rod words. Stewart. There's a Rod Stewart song, and taking your daddy's cue and playing the fool. I always thought it said playing fool. Take your daddy's cue. So your dad had a cue, and you play the fool. And my wife saw, it's take your daddy's cue and playing pool. But she goes, what you said makes perfect sense, and it... Are you sure he's actually saying, take your daddy's cue and make a living playing pool, or make a living playing fool? And she's like, well, it does what you thought.
What,
I wasn't just making up words and having it.
No, I've done that. I'll make up words because I don't know what they're saying.
I can't understand it. I agree.
Okay, good. It's not just me that does that. Yeah,
there's times where I'm like, well, I can just make the sound. You ever play Rock Band?
Yes.
So Rock Band, when I sing Rock Band, I know it sounds like, don't stand so close to me, as long as I make my voice go up to, so I can do it.
Yeah. Well, so, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I've never claimed to be musically inclined, and
I'm not.
And I tried a couple times, and I was.
Well, you do a lot of karaoke too, don't you?
I do. I have karaoke, but again, I know song. Oh, you know I did Frankenfurter, right?
I was not there for that, but you showed me pictures.
So disappointing.
I know. I missed
that. You would have loved that one.
I would have loved that one.
Anyway, so what's the last song?
Without You. It's a sad one. It's a slow one. Not sad, but it's slow.
Okay, I'm still here.
Okay.
Well, you said without me, I'm here.
I wasn't talking about you.
Without who?
Just you.
Who?
Like you.
I'm here.
No, I know. But I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
I'm talking to a particular listener.
Without you, without you.
That song wasn't bad.
No, it's a good song.
Yeah, it's all right.
Just not as rockin'.
No, but one of the strategies that all these hair bands did, we have to have our power ballad.
I love ballads. Yeah. I have a whole ballad playlist.
Poison?
Yeah, they're on there.
I do like Poison.
My favorite ballad of all time, Ozzy Osbourne and Lita Ford.
Mine probably is...
Love Bites, Def Leppard.
Every rose has a thorn.
You like that one even better than Love Bites? Really?
Yeah. Well, is that the one that they say, my best friend died? Just, you know,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I just love that song.
Is it the lyrics?
Yes. It's, okay. I love the lyrics.
Yeah.
It's so descriptive, and I'm like, wow, he's singing from a place of pain.
The Love Bites.
I like that song too.
When I was like in elementary school, my cousin was dating this girl and he asked me to write her a love poem.
So you wrote that.
The lyrics to Love Nice. Bites down. And love, yeah, Bites. I don't know how much sex he got out of that, but he was very happy.
That is freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what the lyrics are to this day though.
Man, yeah. But, I like that song. That's okay.
Yeah. But I'm with you. I like the ballads.
It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite Def Leppard song.
A favorite ballad?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. As ballads go, mm-hmm. There's parts of it I like, and then there's sometimes I like it better than others.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to hear this song, but because I just want to hear their rocking songs.
Okay.
But it's all right. Annie Ma, and you won. So
I love their music.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
that's we went and saw them at that concert, mm-hmm. or that tour, Hysteria.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, you were probably like 3 and 12.
No, I was. Yeah, I don't know. What I remember most about them is when they played their videos on MTV. They had the hottest girls in their videos. Mm. They were, I mean, not just hot, but they were pretty.
Pretty hot.
Real pretty girls, though, you know?
Pretty hot and tempting.
Well, Motley Crue's girls were, like, hot.
Yeah.
Like, but they were, like, dirty hot.
Yeah.
But Def Leppard were, like, clean, pretty,
clean hot.
Pretty
yeah.
hot.
There's two different, yeah.
There, very,
there's
very a difference. Big difference. Yes, I know.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. I always noticed that Def Leppard's girls seemed to be cleaner.
Well,
like Bon Jovi's girls were cleaner.
I played Billy Squire,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about something, and the panda read something that said he ruined his career, got derailed by a video he made in 1984. So we watched the video. It was awkward, to say the least, but... I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was like a sex video or something.
No.
That's where I went. Sorry.
It was a video for his Rocky Tonight song from his 84 album. It was just...
I'll have to watch it now.
Oh, I thought part Richard Simmons, part Miami Vice, part awkward dancing. It was awkward. But
was it just he can't dance?
Yeah.
There were no women?
No women.
Oh, I don't need to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. And he said he saw it and he was like, this is horrible.
But he still put it out?
Yes.
Oh.
And then it got pulled quickly, they said. But I think that a lot of times there's songs that I remember. Oh, I like the song. And... there's times where I know I liked it because, the video was cool.
Yes.
Whatever. I mean, I still remember, hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
And
God, she was wearing a lot of makeup.
It was just cheerleaders, though. And the way that they were making different, it was so stupid. But I liked the fact that they were doing like a train of cheerleader, whatever. They were all stacked up. And I thought it was so funny.
And here's something weird. So... when I see Freddie Mercury doing I'm Going Slightly Mad,
mm-hmm.
I automatically think of her.
Oh, funny.
Because of all the makeup he had on.
Have you,
I automatically go to that.
Have you seen the video where they're all dressed as women?
Love that video.
Oh, okay.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was cool.
I Want to Break Free.
I Want to Break Free.
Yes.
I Want to Break Free. Yeah. I
Roger Taylor was such an adorable girl. He was so cute.
I have two VHS tapes of all their music videos.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think I have a DVD. I don't think it's all of them, but it's got a couple of them.
It's been so long. I haven't even watched. I don't even know where they're at. I'd have to go. I'm sure I could find them.
Yeah.
Because I like this video. Oh, I like this video.
That was back before videos were pressing the envelope. And
yeah. Well, it's a kind of magic. I like when they're shooting.
I don't remember that one.
So it's a kind of magic.
I know the song, but I don't remember the video. So
they're singing that. Mm-hmm. And as they're bums in the alley. And then as they start singing, it's a kind of he starts burning and his guitar starts shooting and it changes them into rock stars.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of cool. I always liked that one.
I'd never seen that one.
Yeah. So it's the thing that I liked about videos, it gave you some time. Well, I always thought it gave you a perspective on what the artist was trying to convey.
Oh, not always.
I know, but a lot of times, mm-hmm, I think that, oh, you know, we're going to do something with this. And it was cool. I did not like Radio Gaga.
I don't like that song.
Till I saw the video.
Oh.
The video was so cool. And so I liked the song. I did not like that song at all.
And you, the person who doesn't like repetitive lyrics.
Yes. But watching the video,
okay,
it was totally cool. And they had it set in like some science fiction fantasy utopia. I can't think of the movie, but there was some movie they used from, it was either the 30s or the 40s. It was set in that. But when they say, all we hear is Radio Gaga, and everybody, all the fans that are watching all clap like that.
Oh,
and it looks totally cool. And it made me like the song so much better seeing the video from just hearing. Because when I first heard it, like, this is Radio Kaka,
mm-hmm,
which is what the song was really supposed to be.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But then I don't know if it was the record label said, you can't do this. They sneak it in on one. There's one part where they do say Radio Kaka. You can hear it say Kaka. But they wanted the whole thing to be Radio Kaka.
Okay.
And that's why it got changed to Gaga, because but I'm like, what are they, little babies? Goo Goo Gaga?
They do that too. They say that in there too.
And I really like that album.
Wow.
That album is a good album.
Which album is that?
It's it's the red one and the
you're looking across at your bookshelf.
I'm trying to think. It's The Works. It's The Works.
Okay.
No, I have to go. I'm like, it's the Hot
not that
Space.
One, not that
it's
one, not
it's
that
The
one.
Works.
Hot Space, I had a problem with. I had a hard time
Hot
with
Space?
That album.
So Hot Space,
that was like the disco-y.
Yes, it was. Ooh, Hot Space comes out after the game, and I didn't
mind. I bought it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked the horns. I thought this, I'd say.
You love horns.
Giveaway. There's horns. Because I don't think the Blob would know what it was.
Okay.
And I was excited about playing that one for him. But there's things in that I didn't like, but then as I listened to it more, I'm like, I learned to, a lot
appreciate
of Queen,
it.
I learned to appreciate a lot of things. And in when that album comes out, John Lennon was killed right before. And so I think there's a tribute to him on there. They have a song about gun control, which I'm not really a big fan.
Right.
However, I like the song, and you're making you're singing a song about something you believe in, and I like the song. I really do like the song.
Right on.
There's a couple other songs that I'm like, this is something about this is not right, but I like it. And Under Pressure gets released on their Greatest Hits album, and then the next album is Hot Space in between the Greatest Hits, because in between the Game
and
Hot Space. And then they put Under Pressure
on the album
on the Greatest Hits, and then it came out on this album as well. So if you didn't buy the Greatest Hits album, which I bought just because I wanted, wanted a Hot Space song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got it just because it was Queen.
Yes, it had nothing to do with, yes, that's why.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
So anyway, there's a lot of times when you watch a video and it's made me like a song more. There's a couple times where I'm like, what the hell is that? And I just
watched. It's like Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls. That was an awesome video.
I like that song too.
It reminded me a lot of Hot for Teacher.
And
I love that. And that's a thing for me for videos. I like that etching. It etches it in my brain. So when I hear the song, I can see the kind of the imagery.
Uh-huh. I do like that.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing. Now they have no videos.
Well, they don't have a video channel.
I know they don't. I remember when it played videos.
Well, you can watch them on like YouTube and stuff.
I know. Yeah, you can.
And some of the videos they do now are pretty good.
They
do videos. Where? Music videos on... Where?
What's it on?
I know my kids bring it up on YouTube.
Oh, I mean,
that square thing over there—they bring it up on the thingy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, some you know really what? Good. I like this album.
I'm so glad.
If I was on the island, stuck with you,
mm-hmm.
and you brought this, I would not think, okay, I have to go somewhere else when you play it.
I had to put the coconuts over my ears.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Right on. It's good.
I hope you play the other side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Not right away, but
At some point.
Yeah, I will.
Well, that's because all my island albums, I played both sides.
Right.
And because I want everyone to hear, oh, this is what I heard, and this is what I want you guys to hear.
Right on.
And I even said maybe we can make it 10 albums.
Oh God, I'm having a hard enough time picking my last two.
It's so hard.
I'm really having a hard time picking my last two. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I just picked up an album. Yesterday it came, and it's sitting on top of my stereo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I'm going to record it, and I don't know.
It'll be one of the mystery albums?
No, because everybody's going to know who it is.
Oh, okay.
But it's an album that it's got my favorite song by this artist.
Nice.
And it's one of the artists I'm taking to the island, so if you know who I'm taking, if you remember who I'm taking to the island, besides Queen. Yeah. Once you hear it, everybody, when you hear it, you'll know who it is.
Yeah. Okay. I won't peek because I like guessing sometimes.
You'll know who it is. Yeah. Well, the panda, she goes, I'm not even going to have you guess because you're not going to know who it is.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, okay. I don't know.
Well, I knew you'd know who this was. Yeah, so why I was like,
I would know this. Immediately.
Yep.
I liked it.
Good.
I did.
So glad.
I should look and see if I have a Motley. I don't think I do have any Motley Crue albums. But. I like their sound.
Yeah.
I just never thought, oh, I need to pick up Motley Crue.
They're one of my favorite bands ever.
Yeah,
in awesome. The story.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I'm so glad you liked it.
Do you have anything else?
I have nothing else.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.